independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shellman filling in from KBOI in Boise, Idaho, here on the Chad Benson Show. Pleasure to be sitting in for Chad. He'll be back next week. But we gotta talk about the 5,000-pound elephant in the room. How many of you grabbed popcorn? Yeah, and you fought it. You tried to fight it, right? You saw the TV. You go, no. I'm working. No, I can't watch OJ. No. And then you started having flashbacks. You know, wow, he looks old. Oh, he's doing a lot of talking. Okay, I'll watch this. Or a number of you watched it at your desk, or you're watching the replays now. How soon we got sucked right back into this. And then there was always that one person like, wait a second, I thought he was found not guilty of the murders. How come he's in prison? Because he orchestrated a robbery. And then you were happy. You were happy he was in jail. He's like, wait, this is karma. This is, you know, you hear about karma. You may believe in it. You may not, but whatever. OJ's in jail. Do you really think he was in jail for 9 years because he stole something? Come on. He's in jail for 9 years because you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know. And you watch that trial. And you watch him talk. You listen to him talk. And it just, he was there for a wedding, and he left to go recover stuff that was his from friends. If they were friends, how come you had people bring guns? If they were friends, how come? I have so many questions, but he kept talking, and the more he talked, the more uncomfortable it got. No one's ever accused me of pulling a gun on him. When he said that, no, it wasn't a gun. You're right. You've never been accused of pulling a gun on somebody. You are technically correct. Yeah. He's led a drama-free life, something like that. Oh, just awful. And then he gets off. And with it, all the pre-court TV stuff. Remember, OJ's the reason we have court TV, True TV, and 9 different Law and Orders. That's all because of OJ. OJ did that to all of us. That was his little nudge to us. Sorry, I'm correcting myself here. I'm in no danger to pull a gun on anybody. I've never been accused of it. Nobody has ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them. Well, there's 2 people that might have something to say about it, but they're dead. Oh, the reactions. The reaction, I mean, and he just had this stroll down memory lane. Tony Korda, the parole commissioner. Let's hear him.
Mr. Simpson, you organized this crime in which 2 victims were robbed at gunpoint. It was a serious crime, and there was no excuse for it. You deserve to be sent to prison. You've been in prison now almost 9 years, the minimum amount imposed by the court. You have complied with the rules of the prison. You have programmed in an acceptable manner. You have no prior conviction of criminal activity.
Yeah, I heard that. No prior conviction. Yeah, conviction, that's a key word. Yeah, he's been accused of a couple things before, but no prior conviction of criminal activity. I mean, there are some people out there that have accused him of domestic violence, but, you know, he hasn't been convicted of it. And then I get told after, Oh, did you watch any of the talking heads? I watched some of the talking heads after and just spinning it. If I wanted OJ to stay in jail, I was racist. If I didn't want OJ to stay in jail, then I don't care about women. And I don't care about Ron Goldman or anybody else. No. I found myself asking, I was asking myself this question from the end of that trial to now. Do I think OJ is a threat to society? I mean, honestly, when somebody is released from jail, they're released because they've done their time. They've behaved the way they tell them to behave. I guess he started up a church group that he goes to religiously. he's a Baptist. And they had a Baptist service, and then he made the juice made that happen. The juice made churching happen. They're in jail. Do I consider OJ a threat to society? Is he going to strike again? Is it only a matter of time? I mean, the guy gets what? The guy gets more than $100,000 just from the NFL, just for his retirement. Man. There's a lot of people that get released from jail after 9 years. They don't have a $100,000 pension waiting for them. No. Do I consider OJ a threat to society? Is he going to strike again? Is he going to foul up somewhere down the road? Is karma going to catch up with him again? Because if you believe, remember, OJ's lawyers, I got to say, if you believe OJ killed two people once upon a time, you're not happy with a 9-year robbery sentence. You're not happy with a 9-year sentence. You're not happy with 9 years in jail. No, you want him in jail for the rest of his life. Now, I know some of you out there actually do believe he didn't do it, and God love you, you make life interesting. Do you consider OJ to be a threat to society? That's my starting question right now. In the court of public opinion, where we all maybe we didn't all watch. Most of you watched. Don't lie. Admit it. Admit it to yourself. Even if you don't call in, admit it to yourself. Go, yeah, I watched. I had to. You had to. I remember people were watching this in high school during class. They were watching this trial. 844-DIG-CHAD. You know the numbers. 844-344-2423. That's 844-344-2423. I want to know what you think about him being out of jail. And do you consider O.J. Simpson? Do you consider the juice? Do you consider that funny detective from the Naked Gun movies? The guy that hurdled chairs in the Hertz commercials. Do you consider him a threat to the rest of us? What's he going to do? He's going to play golf. He's not even going to be released anytime soon. It's going to happen in, October? He's going to go to Florida. Guy's 70 years old. He's 70. 70 years old. His punishment was for robbery. Understand, that's what his punishment for. It was for. That's why he was in jail. He was not in jail for murder. He was not in jail for first-degree murder. He was in jail for his part of a robbery. 844-344-DIG-CHAD. He's out. Parole board said he's eligible for parole. Gave him parole. He's out of jail in a matter of weeks. And I want to get your reaction about it, but that one question you got to tell me. You have to answer this. This 70-year-old who has been accused of a number of crimes, He's been accused of murder. He's been accused of domestic violence. He's been accused of a number of things. Do you consider him a threat now that he's about to breathe free air? 844-344-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD. My name's Nate Shellman, broadcasting from Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad Benson.
Serving up talk radio medium rare and dripping with irony, it's Chad Benson.
Nate Shellman filling in from Boise, Idaho for the Chad Benson Show. Chad's on vacation. He'll be back next week. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. You watched OJ. I watched OJ. I'm doing work around the house. OJ's on. I got stuff to do. And then you started getting a little nostalgic. And I'll be honest, I was hoping he wouldn't get parole. I was hoping he wouldn't be granted parole because I have my opinions. I was hoping O.J. Simpson would be denied parole because I believe he committed a different crime a long time ago. But one thing O.J. did do, and you have to give the juice some credit for this, or at least the media, O.J. gave us a break from Donald Trump. O.J. gave us a break from Washington, D.C. O.J. gave us a break from health care, which, by the way, we'll get to eventually. Maybe. Do I consider O.J. granted parole, in case you don't know? And I'm sitting here going, how do I feel about this? Is he a threat? He's 70 years old now. Is he a threat? Is he going to pull a gun on anybody? Are we going to still keep all the sharp knives away from him? What are we going to do? 844-344-2423. Terry in Florida, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, I respectfully differ in my opinion. I think O.J. is innocent. I don't think Jackie Chan or Steven Seagal could have performed that task that he was accused of. And I was living in San Diego at the time, and it was rumored that there was three guys filling up at a gas station shortly thereafter that were very, very suspicious at the same timeline and so forth. And I called the show, and just because of how they collected the blood evidence, they couldn't convict him because they didn't sterilize the instruments. Once you pick up one blood drop with stainless steel tweezers and you don't, you just disinfect it, you don't autoclave it, it's going to transfer trace elements of the next one. So any of that, I don't think the glove should have got him off. I think it should have been how they collected the evidence. But I like O.J., and it's hard for me to believe that he could do that. He's too cool.
Well, okay. Do you consider him a threat to society?
Not at all. Perhaps if you live on a golf course, you know, in a gated community, you could have a stray ball hit you, but I don't think it would be a bullet.
If I were a woman, I don't know if I'm dating him. If I'm a woman, it's funny, jokey, laughy until the domestic violence stuff comes in. And then there's always that, you know, then there's that thing that you don't think he's guilty of, which I think, Terry, you might be in the 20%.
I think she was the wild one. And sometimes you can deal with it to a point, and then you've had enough, and you might go wrong. But
Terry, I appreciate the call. Terry doesn't think he did it. Terry thinks O.J. Simpson isn't a threat to anyone. Because that's the, you know, once it came down, and I didn't get to see that disappointed look. You know, I didn't get to see that, oh, now I got to go back to my boyfriend in jail look that O.J. would have had on his face. Or whatever he's got. Maybe a buddy. I don't know if OJ's the boyfriend or the girlfriend. I mean, he is the juice. He's probably the man in the relationship, in the prison relationship. He's definitely Big Spoon. Mike in Florida, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, buddy, I don't think he's a threat at all. He just, not that I don't think he didn't have anything to do with them getting killed at all. He owes how much money to the families? I mean, that's, he might not have got sentenced for it, but they know he did do it, or he wouldn't have to pay that.
And that's why he lives in Florida. You realize that now. He lives in Florida now, so they can't go after his pension. That's why he lives there.
Well, I think that in order for him to get out, they should make him pay. If he doesn't pay, he shouldn't get out. I busted a window out of a car. They said I busted a window out of a car. They sued me for, $1,092. The person in the car shot at the vehicle that my daughter was in. Mm. I went to jail for 2 weeks because I refused to pay it. And then I still had to pay it. But yeah, for just $1,000 because of somebody shot at the vehicle that my daughter was in.
This guy orchestrated a robbery, serves 9 years. Did he do his time, or do you want him? Did you want him out, or did you want him back in?
For the robbery, for that charge, he done his time for that.
He did his time. Time to move on.
He did his time for that. Yeah, I mean, but for everything else, no, he should have been hung.
Mike, I appreciate the call. I wanted him in there. And listen, I'll be the first one to admit, I want OJ in jail for all the wrong reasons. Okay, I do. This is why I'd make a lousy lawyer, a lousy judge, an even worse juror. I don't belong on any commission. I want OJ in jail now on this robbery charge for another 20 years so we can say in the end, he got punished. 9 years to me, man, it doesn't sit well. It doesn't sit well because he got away with something that you and I would never get away with. Nate Chumman here filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. Do you consider OJ a threat to society? More of your calls next.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Chumman filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. The thing is I grew up, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. So I grew up a Cleveland fan. So I'm used to disappointment. You know, I've been disappointed in so many ways before. All right, the Browns are a constant disappointment. The Indians can't win a World Series. The Cavs, I know, they won one last year, but that was by accident. So, I need to stop wanting something. I wanted O.J. Simpson to be denied parole. I wanted that. And I've come to this magical belief that if I want something, nope. Whatever I've done, nope. Now, don't get my way. I wanted OJ to be denied parole because of some stupid thing or whatever. I just wanted the parole board to just not believe him. I'm a model citizen. OJ Simpson's turned his life around. Yeah. Guy's 70 years old. 70 years old. How did he get parole? How did he get parole? Let's hear cut two on how he got parole.
The question here, as with all parole hearings, is whether or not you have served enough time in prison on this case. Considering all of these factors, my vote is to grant your parole effective when eligible.
Thank you.
And I concur with Commissioner Korda and grant parole.
this parole board will never be as famous again. They had their moment in the limelight, and they milked it. And they had this amazing job to do because they had to almost pretend like what happened to Nicole Brown and what happened to Ron Goldman never happened. You and I can't do that. Our opinion, my opinion, most of your opinions are based off of a lot of us believe. By the way, you know the OJ rules, right? You know the OJ rules? You can say whether or not you think he did it. If you think OJ killed people in the past, you can say that. I can't. I can't say that. I can't even say I believe it because of some lawyer running around, some group of lawyers running around in California going after everybody. You guys can speak your mind. You guys can say your piece. 844-DIG-CHAD. You guys can say it. I can't. Now, I believe the man committed a very serious crime back in the 90s. Very, very serious crime back in the 90s that I wouldn't have been able to afford his legal representation and therefore would have gone to jail for it, but not OJ. Mm-mm. 844-344-DIG-CHAD. Let's get back to it. Let's go to, who's next here? Let's go to Robert. Oh, Robert in Florida. Robert, do you golf?
No, a little bit, but I'm shooting 100 over.
Robert, I mean, picture the scenario, Robert. Picture you're sitting there, you're goofing off, right? You're goofing off. Maybe you've had or two or three pops, right? You're goofing off. Let's say you're on about the 10th hole, okay? You got your boys with you. You got your buddies with you.
Excuse me, bro, but I ain't really cuss, but I'm about to get the juice autograph. This is how I feel about the situation. I feel like this. It was the American system happened. Our judicial system happened to OJ. Whatever they decided, they decided. And what we think, it doesn't matter because he was not convicted of any crime of murder. It's like saying Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. We don't know that. Investigate him, find out, and then let him go if it's not that.
If only it was that free. If only it was that easy. If only it was that easy. Especially when you talk about the president. Oh, well, go ahead and investigate him. They can't get anything done in Washington. The only one doing anything is Trump. The House of Representatives, Congress, they can't even find they can't repeal or replace anything to save their life. So the court of public opinion does matter. It's going to matter for all of us. It's going to matter because he'll write a book. He'll do an autograph signing. And he will charge you handsomely. You're going to pay $100? You're going to pay $100 for the Juice's autograph? No, you're not. Maybe some of you will. Michael, big football fan?
Yes, sir.
Big football fan?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I like Juice football. I also like golf. And if the Juice wants to play through, I figure he'll cut a path. I think he's guilty. I think he killed people and he got away with it only because he had money and lawyers. I think you're absolutely right. I think the court of public opinion does matter, and I don't think he will ever, ever, ever shake the death from his system.
Well, this is what I wrestle with all the time, is me believing one thing, justification for him being punished for another. That's the thing. That's our, I think he got away with something that he should have been punished for. So you know what? Deny him parole. Deny him parole. That's good enough for me. Deny the guy parole. Screw him. This is the only chance we're going to get for any kind of justice. Put him back in jail.
Because they didn't have law and they couldn't afford it.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched some of it. I worked while it was going on. I thought it was a much to do over nothing.
I know, but you worked through it. How much productivity did you get? How much stuff did you get done at work while watching that?
I got a lot done. I wasn't invested in it. It was the people that worked around me. They seemed to be more. I remember when they said that he had been a waitress jumped up in the air and yelled, "If the glove don't have fit, you must have quit." I will never forget that moment. I thought, wow, wow. Forget all the evidence that comes down to a glove.
For an hour today, nothing got done. Congratulations, Michael, on being the only guy. You are a superhuman specimen of a guy. Congratulations. I can do two things at once. I couldn't. I almost got popcorn. All the stuff I have to get done? Nope, forget it. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do it later. OJ's on. We haven't seen OJ in God knows how long. OJ's on. We knew it was coming. OJ's on. I wanted to see that look of disappointment. Oh. I wanted that. That would have been my pound of flesh to just get one more look of disappointment, just to hear them say parole denied. But this entire board looked like a bunch of fanboys and fangirls. They were, oh, we got cameras in here today. Oh, we're important. Oh, I'm glad I showered for the first time this month. Oh, look, everybody, we're special today. Joking with him about being 90 years old. God, shut up. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. 844-344-2423. That being said, the guy's 70 years old. The guy's 70 years old, and I don't think he's going to harm anybody anymore, because now he knows if he does, he's going to die in jail. If O.J. Simpson gets caught getting drunk, he goes back. That's a violation of his parole. He goes back to Nevada, back to jail. And he'll die there. Now the guy's going to be an exemplary citizen. You're going to see him at a Baptist church, probably everywhere in Florida. He'll make sure he is seen, photographed, and does interviews somewhere near a house of God, because now he's a good Christian. Now he's a great Christian. I wanted him to do more time, because I believe he did something worse in the 90s. I believe OJ did something worse back in the day that he didn't get punished for. Not in the eyes of justice. He bought doubt. That's what he bought. Back in the day, he bought doubt. When he got a couple guys together and went after his supposed friends, told them to get heat. Today, he didn't know anything about guns. Worst quote he could have said earlier today: I've never been accused of pulling a weapon. Nobody has ever accused me of pulling any weapon on them. It's hard to accuse somebody of pulling a weapon on you when you're bleeding and you're already dead. Nate Shellman here, filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. Yes, it's our turn to talk about OJ. Don't lie, you watched it. Now that he's out on parole, he's been granted parole, he's going to be leaving jail. It was kind of like the sequel. The sequel was a letdown. 844-344-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD. My name's Nate Shellman, filling in here on the Chad Benson Show.
Need to sit there foaming at the mouth? Jump in and get whatever off your chest. Call Chad at 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Woo, now doesn't that feel better?
Except when you call, I'm going to answer. Nate Shellman here, filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show out of Boise, Idaho. I watched it. Are they even going to talk about the murders? Are they going to talk about any of it? Did they not see the People versus O.J. Simpson? Did none of them watch it? Come on. Don't give me this crap about, oh, yeah, I'm a Baptist now. I'm a model inmate. I wanted him to be denied parole. I want OJ still back there because I got unfinished business. We love seeing karma go around. We do. We love it. Now, I already had one call. It'll be fun to see how many other people think that the verdict was correct. They actually believe that O.J. didn't kill anybody back in the 90s. They don't think he killed Nicole or Ron. And it was all just a big misunderstanding and a whole bunch of quinky-dinks. That's why I loved it that he was in jail for robbery. Oh, I laughed for a week. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. Let's get back at it. Ira, California. Ira, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Ira.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Hey, OJ did it, and it wasn't his defense attorneys that got him off. It was the prosecutors doing a bad job. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Hell, he was wearing a rubber glove trying to put a rubber glove on. You know, and then...
Did you want to see him denied parole today? Did you want to see parole be denied?
Absolutely. See? He should never get out of jail.
But you know that's not how it works. Ira, you know that's not how it works, right?
Well, I know that our criminal system has got a woman holding up a balance and she's blindfolded.
Yeah? Yeah. Ira, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Howard in Florida. Howard. Uncle Howard. Is he there?
Hey.
Uncle Howard, go ahead. You're on the Chad Benson Show. Well, I'm working right now, Uncle Howard.
I know you are, but you know, this thing with O.J., don't you think it's blown out of proportion from the standpoint of the amount of time it takes out of everybody's life?
Do you really want to talk about President Trump and how they can't repeal or fix health care? You really want to talk about that for another – I mean, that's what O.J. gave us today.
Techno. I'll take O.J. then.
I mean, that's what we have. Here's the buffet. Here's the buffet of BS we have today. I can give you – we can talk about John McCain, and we wish him well, and we hope he beats cancer. We can talk about him for a little bit. There's really not much there. We all hope he beats cancer. We could talk about Trump versus Sessions and how now he's calling out Jeff Sessions and wishes he wouldn't have recused himself. But that's more Trump and Russia and we can talk about healthcare some more. Or we can dust off the record player. All right. Actually, it was the early days of CDs, wasn't it? We can dust that off. We can dust off that VHS tape of the OJ trial as we get ready for the sequel and talk about the sequel. That's what we have, Howard. That's what we have to work with today.
I agree. That's fine with me, Nate. And I do believe he killed them.
Uh-huh.
But if they're letting him off over the robbery, that's a different story.
9 years. The guy did 9 years for robbery. Is it just to put him back in jail because we think he did something back in the day? Is that right?
Well, it's two separate issues. I mean, 9 years for robbery is a long time. I don't agree with that, but that's a legal system.
All right, now, Howard, I appreciate the call. Good to talk to you. It's actually my Uncle Howard. That's not a funny little nickname. I don't have uncles all over the I don't really have many uncles, actually. It's my Uncle Howard. I really only have like four uncles. He's one of them. God, I hope he doesn't golf in Florida. Oh, I hope he stays away from every golf course in Florida in October. Now you're safe. If you're playing golf in Florida in the rest of June into August, I think you're safe. No one's gonna hold you up at gunpoint. You may not be stabbed on the golf courses in Florida. After October, though, you're all on your own. Zeb, Florida, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead. Zebulon.
Hey, hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Zebulon speaking, can you hear me?
Zebulon, thanks for the call, appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, hey, man, today was a great day for the American justice system. It really was. I think that the only travesty is that O.J. spent as much time as he spent in jail for that crime, which didn't warrant 9 years being locked up.
You're not biased for any reason, are you?
He wasn't in jail for murdering. He was acquitted for that.
Zebulon, appreciate the call. Nate Shellman here, filling in for Chad Benson here on the Chad Benson Show. 70 years old, is he a threat to society? It'd be hard to imagine it. But hey, at least we talked about OJ and not healthcare in Washington, D.C. for a little bit.
This is the Chad Benson Show.